Hello, man. I'm George Meyer.
I'm Philip Lee.
And this is episode one of Manforge. We chose Manforge because growing in the Lord as men, it's a process of heat and pressure and coming together with other men to sharpen each other and grow together as we're supposed to, grow closer to Christ.
Yeah, as Bible says, iron sharpens iron, and we are weapons in Lord's hand.
So episode one is going to be on identity. Identity, Revelations 1:6 says, "And he has made us to be kings and priests to his God and Father." So our identity is wrapped up in we're to be kings and priests. We're to walk out. We're to be leaders, leaders of our families, leaders of households, leaders of other men. We're to walk into what God has called us to.
Yeah, and in case anybody, any listeners in my within the sound of my voice is wondering, oh, really, why king and priest? Both are essentially warriors. Priests war to bring heaven down to earth, and kings war to maintain proper order and boundaries on earth.
That leads to the question, what causes men to fall away from the faith? What could cause you to fall away from the faith? Could it be that you forget a portion of your identity?
Yeah. And I think it's all about what we end up becoming. What are we imitating? That's why the Bible, I think, in New Testament never stressed on identity. It's always imitate Christ, imitate Apostle Paul as he imitate Christ.
And that's it. The Bible actually says there's at least 50 scriptures that tell us, that go into what we have in Christ, what we are through Christ, what we are in him. At least 50 scriptures that talk about who we are in him. So as a part of that identity, we need to know like who we are in Christ. And that leads to the next question. What does the Word of God say about believers? Do you know what that says? What does the Word of God say about you? Because if you're a believer, it's talking about you.
Yeah, and believers have great powers, and with great powers comes great responsibility. It's not just Peter Parker or Spider-Man or anybody. It's in the Bible that in the last days there will be perilous occasions when people just want to take up the miracle dunamis power. Yes, this is First Timothy. And without taking on the responsibility of living like Jesus.
That's it. Romans 12:2, it says we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, right? So how do we renew our minds? It's only by the Word of God. The Word of God is living. It's life. It's Holy Spirit breathed. It is perfect. If you don't know that already, the Word of God is perfect, okay? So what we're doing is the Word of God produces faith, and that's the only thing that can really make lasting change in our lives is the Word of God that produces faith in us to believe. And the Word of God also has power. So when you hear it, it has the Word itself has the power to execute what he just told you. It comes with its own power to fulfill what he's telling you to do. So that leads to our last and final question. What changes can I make in my life that my life will match the Word of God?
Yeah, it's a profound question, and I just want to encourage every listener that, yeah, changes God wants us to make this week, it's always timely, it's always for now. Word of God does not return in vain, always goes out like rain or snow, starts a new cycle of adjustment, blessing, and nurturing, Isaiah 55. And Word of God, Rhema, produces faith, that's Romans 10, and it's always timely. So take your time to seek God, come to the Bible, ask God, what do you want me to change now and this week, starting this week, starting now? Please let me know what's most important for you to let me know now.
And that's all for this week. Monday nights, 8 p.m., Manforge. It'll be more of content like this.
We will cover all aspects of the foundations of our daily life with the Lord and in this world to be a responsible, godly man. So we will have short Bible study focusing on how to recognize important patterns in the Bible so we can all help each other go deep. We will also have tips and helps for prayer life, how to do it ourselves, how to do it with others in our family, and also some teaching practice on outreach so we do make an impact where we are, and then we pray for each other.
So in wrapping it up, your homework, you've got three questions. What causes men to fall away from the faith, and specifically you? You know you. Number two, what does the Word of God say about believers? Look, dig into the Word, find out what it says. Number three, what changes can I make in my life to match the Word of God? So those are the three questions. Again, 8 p.m. Monday night. We'll see you there.